Welcome to this edition of The Extra, our show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And today we are focusing on the upcoming Small Business Week and the focus this year, Small Business Epic Impact. And KRDO, the network, is proud to be a part of this endeavor, along with the other sponsors and organizers of Small Business Week. And one of those, of course, key, the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. We're pleased to be joined today by Jonathan Liebert, CEO of the BBB. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
We're also joined by Mackenzie Tamayo, COVID Program Manager for the Small Business Development Corporation, James Proby, who's owner of a business called the Men's Exchange, and Becca Sickbird, Manitou Made and Economic Recovery Director and Executive Director for the Manitou Springs Creative District. Mackenzie, James, and Becca, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Let's start with Jonathan. Why don't you introduce a little bit about yourself, about the BBB, and about Small Business Week? Tell us.
Well, Small Business Week is just absolutely a fantastic event that we've been doing here in this area for more than a decade. This is absolutely a big event. It is celebrated nationwide. And so this is something that comes to us from the Small Business Association. But for us, this is extra special. So we always have just a huge week. For many years, we have been the largest Small Business Week in Colorado for our area. And then last year, we had the distinct honor of having this be the largest one in the nation. So last year, when everybody canceled or went kind of hybrid, we went fully virtual and just had a great turnout for people to come check out what's going on. And so this year, it's going to be from June 7th through the 10th. And this is all about education, celebration, and really finding some of those great local businesses that are just kind of champions of what they do locally here in the community. So we're going to have we're going to talk about that today. Is, you know, what you can expect for each one of those days of just workshops and events, and then we're also going to talk some more about what the actual event is at the end of the week on Thursday. That's when we bring everybody together. There are going to be some great finalists that we're going to have for the awards that we give out to small businesses. But this really is a celebration, not only of our community, but of just small businesses in general. And so we've got some really fantastic ones. And then one of the other weeks that we're going to thing at the end of the week that we're going to end will be the Beard, Brews, and Bonnets Festival that is going to celebrate 150 years of Colorado Springs. And so this is just another exciting event. But again, we're just so proud to be here. And again, BBB does this with the Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center. We are partners in crime on this one, as we like to say. We've been doing this for many, many years. And just really happy to partner with U.S. Bank once again. They've been sponsoring this as a presenting sponsor for over a decade. So a lot of great business partners. You'll hear about some of those. You're going to hear from some of the panelists today. We've got a really great lineup of speakers for the week. And again, as I said, we've got some really great small businesses that you're going to want to get out there and support.
And Jonathan, what a year to be, you know, celebrating small businesses. It was a struggle this past year. I don't think any small business owner was able to escape the impacts of the pandemic, but coming through on the other side and feeling stronger for having survived it, and then also celebrating 150 years of Colorado Springs and the city's sesquicentennial. I mean, those are two great things to mark and to celebrate.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're so excited about, you know, the 150 years for Colorado Springs, which is great. But, you know, really bringing together, as you said, businesses, a lot of them struggled. A lot of them had to be innovative and try some new things. And so for us, it is about letting small businesses know how the markets change, how it's currently changing. We're not done yet, right? So wanting to get them some good information about how to prepare for the future. But at the same time, you know, when we do the award ceremony, we do want to give some awards out for some businesses that have just gone above and beyond for 2020, which was just a strange and hard year for a lot of folks. So we're going to have some fun. We're going to have some celebrations. There's a lot to look forward to this year.
Well, let's bring in Mackenzie Tamayo, who's the COVID Program Manager for the Small Business Development Center in the Pikes Peak region. Mackenzie, let's have you introduce a little bit about yourself, and then why don't you talk about day one of Small Business Week, which is going to be focused on things that are affecting, you know, small businesses in this region, but also all across the nation.
Yes, wonderful. Good to hear from everybody today. Like you had mentioned, I'm the COVID-19 program manager at the Small Business Development Center. And woof, what a year, right? I think it's important to remember that, small businesses are the backbone of our local communities. So, more specifically, if you spend $100 at a local business, $70 of that stays within our local economy. And we can't emphasize that enough, especially as the COVID-19 program manager this last year, as we work through PPP loans and EIDL loans and the grants, and it's amazing to see what this community has done. So I think that's going to make this week even more special, as we understand kind of the impact that all of this has had, not just as individuals, but as businesses. So really excited to kick off the week to talk about, marketing and, with so many new challenges that have appeared in the last year for small businesses, having a powerful marketing message and strategy is more important than ever. We've seen this, and it's been an ever-changing business environment, and it's gone almost digital. So we've worked really hard with our businesses in regards to e-commerce and getting businesses online. We have to really kind of work and play with that marketing message. So that today, this day is going to talk about that a little bit, and especially that awful and necessary word pivot that we like to talk about. I think that's kind of been the message this last year, right? Is how do we pivot, and how do we get our marketing messages to be seen as they keep to change weekly even. So this session will discuss a diversity of ideas and visions on how to reach customers, and then there's the common theme of the business and community working towards building a better future together, and predictions for marketing in 2021, and how we can kind of build upon what lessons we've learned in 2020 and kind of what the future holds in that regard. So we have a discussion from lots of leaders in the marketing world, businesses and experts, as we talk about hitting the reset button on marketing trends and expectations for 2021 and beyond. And I think Jonathan's going to talk a little bit about who those individuals are as well.
Right. Before we get to that, we need to pivot here on this show. We need to pivot to our commercial advertisers, give them a chance to say their stuff. We'll be back in just a few moments with more of The Extra. We're back with The Extra today. We're telling you all about the upcoming Small Business Week in the region, the Pikes Peak region. The theme this year, Small Business Epic Impact. And this Small Business Week is presented by U.S. Bank, the network of KRDO, proud to also be a partner in this endeavor. We've been speaking to Mackenzie Tamayo, COVID Program Manager for the Pikes Peak Region Small Business Development Center, about the first day of Small Business Week. But each of the days, we're going to be seeing panels convened. Again, this is June 7th through the 10th. Let's bring in again Jonathan Liebert, who's the CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. And Jonathan, who will be forming these panels? I mean, what is the expertise that's going to be represented?
Yeah, that's a great question. And this is something that, we really want to make sure that we do just a really good job of curating and hearing from local business owners in a variety of subjects. So for Monday, June 7th, we're going to talk about marketing and what are some of the marketing messages that you heard Mackenzie just talk about. We're going to have Todd Baldwin, who is the owner of Red Leg Brewing. He's going to give kind of a 15-minute kind of overview / keynote of what the year kind of meant to him from his perspective. So you're going to kind of hear some stories from him, some lessons learned. The panel itself will be moderated by Meredith Jones from Kaiser Permanente. And so you'll hear, really what Kaiser went through from a healthcare perspective. That was a big one. And so we've got some other small businesses on the panel. We've got 291 Whiskey Distillery. We've got folks from the Switchbacks FC, Nick Reagan, the president. They just built a brand new stadium. We're going to hear from what's going on in Southeast Colorado Springs. Patrice Ravenscroft is going to join us from Southeast Express newspaper to talk about what businesses are going there. And then we just got a lot of different great speakers for each one of these days, and that are going to bring specific information to what's kind of going on in their region, what's going on in their area. How is it that they have had to innovate, pivot, learn, change, grow? And then what does that mean for 2021? Because 2020, that's in the past. We do want to kind of talk about that a little bit, about what happened. But more importantly, we want business owners to hear from subject matter experts like Becca, who's on today, and James Proby from the Men's Exchange, who's on today, They are some of our panelists. What's going on in their world, and how is this something that they can share with other fellow small business owners to really make sure that they're kind of thinking about some things, because the world has changed and business is evolving. So we want to make sure we're giving people good information.
Right. And Jonathan, I want you to tell us a little bit about what people can expect on day two of this special week, Small Business Week, and maybe introduce our guest, Becca Siegbert.
Absolutely. So day two will be on June 8th. And this is about, we call this one Epic Evolution. And so we've kind of hinted at this already throughout the program. There have been lots of changes, pivots, innovation that had to happen. The market has evolved, business has evolved, and is still evolving. A lot of different things have kind of happened. And so really what we kind of talk about is that this is kind of this year of reinvention. And so as things have kind of changed and shifts and gone in new directions, you know, what have organizations done to adapt to this new world, and what's kind of happened with that? And so we're just pleased to have Becca Siegbert here with us today. She's one of the panelists that will be joining us on Tuesday, June 8th. And she's going to talk just a little bit more about some of the programs that she's been running. So she comes to us from Manitou. She's with an organization called Manitou Made and the Economic Recovery Director for Manitou Springs Creative District. And just talking a little bit more today and on the panel about just, you know, what businesses have had to do to evolve and just how they've been resilient. That's just more important, I think, more than ever now. So she's going to chat a little bit today and also on the panel. So, Becca, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Jonathan. Here in Manitou Springs, we benefit from having terrific neighbors right next door in Woodland Park in Colorado Springs. And to me, this moment in time has been so much about recognizing just our own humanity and the simple fact that businesses require people, and that it's really about those relationships, the resources that we can share, the networks that are available to business owners and to people working with those teams at a small business. So I would say, for example, with Manitou Made, that was a project that we pulled together. It was building on a brand that already existed. We took it online. So we're featuring local makers and merchants who were really participating in e-commerce already. So they had to learn all new skills. And they did that by getting kind of vulnerable about what they did not know. So we had folks who were learning how to use spreadsheets for the first time. We had people who had to dig deep and learn about Instagram and some of those digital marketing tools. But so much of their success was learning from each other, sharing success stories, and also getting connected with our local Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center, just realizing how many resources they had at their fingertips because of where they live was a huge step forward.
All right. It sounds exciting, and it sounds illuminating, to say the least. We're talking to some of the folks behind the Small Business Week that's coming up for the Pikes Peak region, and it's going to be between June 7th and June 10th, but we're giving you a preview here on The Extra. We need to take a short break. We'll be back after these messages. We're back with more of The Extra. We are focusing on the Colorado Springs Small Business Week for the Pikes Peak region. Small business, epic impact. Now, it's not coming up this week. It's actually coming up June 7th through the 10th, but we're giving you a great preview here. And I'm so pleased to have with us Jonathan Liebert, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. And Jonathan, why don't you introduce our next day and also our guest?
Absolutely. Thank you. So we're on Wednesday. This is kind of day three of the workshops and training. This is Wednesday, June 9th, and we're talking about epic purpose now. And so one of the things that we've been tracking during the pandemic has been just this increase of purpose-driven businesses. These are businesses that kind of mix mission and margin, purpose and profit, and they do good by doing good business. And it's just a great hybrid and a great model. And we're just seeing more and more of these businesses pop up, not only here in Colorado Springs, but, you know, throughout the country as they try to address different social issues that are being created by the pandemic. Or perhaps it's just other things from an environmental perspective that they're trying to address. And with us today, we have Mr. James Proby, who's the owner of the Men's Exchange, who is a local social entrepreneur. And he's going to talk a little bit today, as well as he's also on the panel for Wednesday, June 9th. He's going to talk about the importance of social impact and why combining purpose and profit is good, not only for the economy, but also good for the community. So James, we'll turn it over to you.
Thank you guys so much. And my business is actually called the Men's Exchange. It is a men's clothing store downtown in Colorado Springs. Everything in our shop has been donated. Everything goes out to dry cleaning. Once it's been cleaned and laundered, it comes back into our shop. Anyone in the world can shop here, and everything is $50 or less. We focus exclusively on men's business and dress apparel, so suits, sport jackets, dress shirts, slacks, ties. We do full fittings with every person that comes in, so we'll give you all of your sizes. We write all those down for you. We provide you a sizing card so that you can take it with you if you're shopping here or anywhere else. But we're also going to talk with you about how clothing is supposed to fit in the chest, shoulders, and sleeve length, how pants are supposed to fit in the waist, seat, and pant length. And for about every 9 or so individuals that shop with us, we have the ability to dress one person in our community at no cost. Those individuals are referred to us through our nonprofit partners, which include, but are not limited to, the Pikes Peak Workforce Center and Mount Carmel Center for Veterans and the Colorado Springs Conservatory and Inside Out Youth Services. We add 1 to 4 new nonprofits every quarter. The goal is that we are going to provide men's business and dress apparel at 1/10 the price that you'd be able to purchase it anywhere else, but also using some of that money, some of that revenue, to make sure we can take care of those individuals in our community who cannot take care of themselves. And it provides us a space where we can remove clothing as a barrier, or as an obstacle for individuals getting on to the next phase in their lives. I sincerely believe that this style of business, social impact, social enterprise businesses, are the wave of the future and the one thing that we should all be investing in, because it does actually bring together those spaces of commerce and social responsibility. And it's not something where we're trying to do some kindness and charitable giving. It actually turns into a space that's woven into the fabric of what we do every day. It really is the why of what we do every day.
Sounds fascinating. And also bringing together people who can provide guidance through that business exchange.
Absolutely. And the continuing spaces that we always want to impact are beyond touching individuals' lives on a daily basis so that they can truly become higher contributing members in society and in our community. We also are really focused on trying to inspire the next generation of business owners so they understand that this model of doing business, that social impact and social enterprise businesses are the way of the future, and is an incredible way for each one of us to really bring commerce into play and to utilize the power of the dollar to help solve any social issue and any social ills that we want to take care of. We are only limited by our imaginations and our abilities to problem solve, and to do that through capitalism.
And to affect change in such a greater way than just dollar for dollar, it sounds like. We've been talking to some of our guests today who are previewing the upcoming Small Business Week, June 7th through the 10th. And our guest, Jonathan Liebert, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, kind of helping me co-host this show. He is definitely one of the people that's going to be getting this group together and motivated and organized. Mackenzie Tamayo, COVID Program Manager for the Small Business Development Center. Becca Sickbert, Manitou Made and Economic Recovery Director, as well as the Executive Director for the Manitou Springs Creative District. And we just heard from James Proby, owner of the Men's Exchange. We need to take a short break here on The Extra. When we're back, the awards banquet that a lot of Small Business Week is leading up to. That's coming up here on The Extra. We're back with our final segment of today's special edition of The Extra. Our focus today, looking ahead to June 7th through 10th, Small Business Week. Small Business Epic Impact is the theme this year. Small Business Week in the Pikes Peak region, presented by U.S. Bank. And we're talking to Jonathan Liebert, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. Jonathan, a lot of the days that we've been talking about and the panels that we've been discussing, they're all leading up to the awards banquet. Tell us what these are all about, these awards.
Yeah, so this is a great week because we not only do you get to hear from local business owners that have done some great things in the past year and kind of learn some best practices from them, but we're also going to have a lot of wonderful finalists of local business owners that are going to qualify for some great awards that you're going to hear about in a little bit. And so that's what this week's all about, right? It is about education, but it's also about celebration. And, you know, boy, from the 2020 timeframe to now, like, we need some celebration. And so this is absolutely going to be some of that. And so that's what, how we kind of finish the week off on Thursday, June 10th. It's just with these business award celebrations. And want to make sure that we thank a lot of our partners that help us pull this together. So U.S. Bank as the presenting sponsor, Wirenet Home Services, Kaiser Permanente, El Paso County, the City of Colorado Springs, the Chamber and EDC, and of course, the KRDO Network. So we've got a lot of great people and organizations coming together that help us pull this all off. And so we've just got some wonderful partners this year. And so just, you know, thank you to all of the folks I mentioned, but also to KRDO. So this is going to be a great week, a great event. You're not going to want to miss it. And I'd like to have Mackenzie talk a little bit more about the five different areas that we offer the awards in.
Thanks, Jonathan. You know, we've got five awards, like Jonathan mentioned, you know, and these are individuals and businesses that are good neighbors, right? Collaborators that see epic vision for small business success and community. They've proven their ongoing dedication in this ecosystem of growth that has happened. And so of those, we've got the Small Business Person of the Year. We've got Small Business Champion of the Year, Young Entrepreneur of the Year, Family-Owned Business of the Year, and Veteran Small Business Owner of the Year as well. So, and lots of awesome categories, lots of great applicants that came through, and we're really excited to see who will win.
And Jonathan, just as we're wrapping up this edition, I mean, what do you want people to know about the awards, as well as, you know, the small businesses that are participating and that could perhaps learn something from taking part in any of the elements of Small Business Week?
You know, I think that, you know, one, obviously come to the classes. Maybe you are thinking about starting a business. Maybe you are a business owner. Obviously, those classes and workshops will be great for you. But for the Thursday event, the award celebration, this is where we're just asking for the community, all of the community, to come out and support and just show that they care. And again, this is going to be the virtual event, so easy to do and easy to kind of find. But we want people to really make sure that they are feeling the love, right? You know, so make sure that businesses are feeling supported. And this community has done amazing things during COVID, no question about it. So our small businesses absolutely know this community cares, that they pay attention, that they have supported them. I keep hearing that over and over and over again. So this is just another way to show just support. Some of your favorite businesses may be up for an award, and we'll be listing the finalists here soon on our website. And that's where you can just come check them out, see who's a finalist, come support your favorite business. You know, but really just kind of make sure you're out there supporting small businesses. And small businesses obviously are very important to the economy locally and nationally. And that's what this is all about, you know, making sure those businesses stay strong and that we continue to support them. And this is just a simple way to come do that. Come honor some of those small businesses. All of them that are finalists are doing great work. But then obviously on the 10th, that's when we're going to actually give the awards out to those businesses. So please come and support them, and always support your local small businesses.
Yeah, show their your appreciation, because these small businesses, they add to the vitality of our region and the business climate that is a very positive one, that keeps attracting people and more small businesses, more businesses to the area, and helps keep this region growing. I'd like to thank our guests here as we've focused on Small Business Week. Small Business Epic Impact is the theme this year. The Small Business Week, June 7th through 10th, presented by U.S. Bank for the Pikes Peak region. And our guests today, Jonathan Liebert, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, Mackenzie Tamayo, COVID Program Manager for the Small Business Development Center, James Proby, owner of the Men's Exchange, and Becca Sickbert, who's with Manitou Made and Economic Recovery Director, as well as Executive Director of Manitou Springs Creative District. Thank you to our guests today, and we wish you the best of luck and success for Small Business Week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
You've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio.